So as I said, there's several different ways to classify paralysis. So some people do it in terms of superior and inferior. And another word for inferior would be recurrent laryngeal nerve paralysis, okay? So if you have superior laryngeal nerve paralysis, that's when it cuts off the superior branch, it's only going to affect the cricothyroid. So in that case, it's really only going to affect pitch, not the pitch of the voice. That has to do with mass, and that has to do with the vocal fold adductors, okay? It's going to affect pitch range, where I'm not able to change the range of my pitch, so they could be kind of monotone. Recurrent laryngeal nerve paralysis, or inferior laryngeal nerve paralysis, can break down further into two types. You've got your adductor paralysis, so it affects the adductors, so that includes your lateral cricoarytenoid, your inner arytenoids, and to a certain degree, your thyroarytenoid muscles. Okay, so the vocal folds are unable to come together. Remember, that's going to affect one of the branches of the inferior laryngeal nerve. The other one, the other branch, goes strictly to the PCA, or the posterior cricoarytenoid muscle. So that's known as abductor paralysis. In this case, you have trouble opening the vocal folds. Okay?